Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down and listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Wednesday, April 7th, our Vanderbilt baseball player interviews return. After a couple of road series and short weeks the last 2 weeks, the Commodores are home this weekend, which means we can get an interview on this Wednesday before Georgia comes to town for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday SEC set. Sophomore infielder Parker Noland is our guest. Noland is one of three Vanderbilt players to start all 27 games so far this season, and he's done it at a variety of positions. He's been the DH nine times. He was the opening day designated hitter. Started the last eight games at second with Tate Colwick out injured. Played seven games at first base when Dominic Keegan tested positive for COVID. And finally, he started three games at third base, which is his natural position. Noland started the final 14 games of his freshman year in 2020 before the season was shut down at third base. With Jason Gonzalez back on the team, he's been very versatile. And he's done very well in a couple of new roles. Offensively, Nolan's been very strong. 311 batting average, 385 on base, 447 slugging as he crosses the 100 at bat plateau this week. His first two college homers have both gone the opposite way. We'll talk about his opposite field power, how he's been pitched, defensive versatility, what he had to do to Dominic Keegan's poor first base glove to make it fit his hand, and a whole lot more. Noland is from Knoxville. He went to Farragut High School, one of the best public baseball programs, if not the best, in the entire state. We'll talk about that, of course, how close he was to signing a pro contract right out of high school instead of coming to Vanderbilt, and also rubbing elbows with Matt Holliday during the Oklahoma State series. Parker Noland is our guest on the Anchor Down Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast where we talk Vanderbilt baseball year-round on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Parker Noland, first position player on the podcast this season. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, Max. Thank you for having me.
How would you evaluate your season so far?
I think it's been decent. I'm just happy that our team's had success so far, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
What's it been like for you to have a true everyday role?
It's been really fun, honestly. Just, coming to the field, getting to have fun on the field. It's a really fun group of guys, especially just playing around, before the games. It's the energy on the field is something I've like never really been a part of, so it's been really cool to experience.
You've gotten a chance to play three different positions, plus do a lot of DHing. You filled in at second. You filled in at first. What positions had you played growing up in high school and coming into Vanderbilt? And what was it like over the past couple of years getting a chance to play all those positions in scrimmages and on practice days?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, I kind of played third base, second base, first, outfield, and caught a little bit in high school. And, you know, I was getting to be able to play like any position that I can't hear is to help the team. It feels good to me just knowing that whenever the coach or Coach Corbs tells me to go play a position, that I can go out there and help the team that way, which is it's a good feeling, and I'm really happy to do it for the team.
How many gloves do you have, and did you have to borrow a first baseman's glove?
Yeah, I have an infield glove, and I got a first base glove my freshman year, but I actually used Dominic Keegan's over when he got COVID.
I saw, I think Carter Young commented on your Instagram, "Dom Keegan, good luck fixing that glove." Does that mean you made some heavy modifications?
I kind of had to. It was one of those things that, like, his glove was so loose that, like, I almost felt like it was going to hit me in the face when I was going to try to go catch the ball. Yeah.
That's really funny. We're talking with Parker Nolan, Vandy infielder, here on the Anchor Down podcast. What plays stand out to you, especially at those new positions at first and second, as plays that you think you've done a good job on this season?
I'd say at first base, I kind of surprised myself with just, like, I think I did a pretty good job of, like, keeping the ball in front of me. That's just really all I'm trying to do. Like, I know because, like, I'm not really a natural at, like, these positions yet, that my main job just needs to be to keep the ball in front of me and just make the routine plays. That's just really all I've been trying to do is just make routine plays, keep the ball in front of me, and do anything I can to make plays, really.
I think you're a little bit chatty out there. Do you think you fit the talkative first baseman mold?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I kind of like to hear just, like, what the hitters, like, have to say about, like, our pitching staff. Like, especially, like, the first couple SEC games, just kind of hearing, like, what are some of the hitters have to say about, you know, Leiter and Kumar and all of our relievers. So that's been kind of cool to hear.
What was it like standing at first base with a great major leaguer like Matt Holliday coaching first in that Oklahoma State series? I know Robin Ventura was over there too.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, honestly. You know, it was already interesting enough that we were just at Oklahoma State in this, you know, I've never played in front of a crowd that big. It's probably one of the biggest games of my life I've played yet. And then I look over and see Matt Holliday, and I'm like, whoa, this is kind of unreal. But, yeah, he was actually really cool too. You know, he was talking. He was going to ask me where I was from. Yeah, but I had to keep it down though, so Corbs didn't get mad at me. But
I think Corbs will give you a pass to talk to Matt Holliday. That's just my take, but
yeah, he does. There have been a couple times though. He's told me to lock it in though.
That's funny. We're talking to Parker Nolan, yeah. Vandy sophomore infielder here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Parker, I know you made some changes with your throwing motion defensively in order to increase your arm strength this past season. What were those changes, and how do you think they've worked out?
Right. Coach Macias was actually the one who kind of put me on this program. And all the program was just kind of like a weighted ball program. Kind of mixed in with pull downs to just strengthen my arm. And Coach Mass kind of helped me go work down in the pitching lab. And Brownie was down there as well. And basically the reason that I kind of did it was just so I could kind of, I'd be better at playing different positions, but I'd also be able to throw balls in the run at third base more effectively and have different arm angles. And it really wasn't much of a change. It was just more like trying to be fluid with it, trying to be an athlete, and be able to change arm angles.
So playing second after playing a lot of third, is that a position where you'll use different or more arm angles on a daily basis?
I feel like at second base, I kind of try to drop my arm slot lower. Just because I feel like it's kind of, I don't have to backspin the ball as much as I do third base. With the third base throw being a lot longer. So at second base, I kind of just try to just flip it over to first, especially because I really don't have to blow Dom up over there. But, yeah, third base, for me, I kind of try to more over the top, really, so I can get the backspin to carry the ball over there.
Talking with Parker Nolan, Vanderbilt baseball infielder on the Anchor Down podcast. All right, Parker, let's talk some offense. You've hit the ball really well to the opposite way this season. Both your homers have gone out to left field. Where does your opposite field power come from?
It's been something that I've, like, always kind of had growing up, and I kind of got it in high school. I guess kind of the way I developed it was just all my hitting coaches, as I grew up, always told me, you got to hit the ball opposite field, this and that, and I always worked really hard to try to develop that skill, just because when you grow up in high school, like, that's where you're getting pitched the majority of the time. So I try to kind of learn how to develop that. But then also just getting in the weight room, getting in the weight room of high school, especially, is what helped me kind of develop that. Just working out, just to get stronger so I can have power to all fields.
It seems like in response to that, you've been pitched inside with a lot of fastballs recently, especially from righty pitchers who are going front door on you. Have you seen a lot of that, and how do you try to improve at hitting those pitches?
Yeah, I have seen a lot of that, especially in recent SEC games. And, you know, I've been working with Bax on it pretty good amount of time. He's done a really good job of trying to but kind of slowly working on ingraining that into my swing. And for me, it's more of a timing thing, getting on time for that pitch and just recognizing it and making a good move to it. But it was just going to take reps. As Bax told me, he was told me like the other day that I'm going to have to put in the reps in the cages and that then the cages are going to have to translate to the game. So I'm just going to have to start making moves to it and it'll come over time. So
how would you judge your pitch recognition this season?
Honestly, not great. Bax kind of told me the other day when we were down at LSU, he said, "Hey man, like, just see the ball and hit it. Like, make sure you see the ball swing." Because, you know, as we get into those like high pressure games, it's just like you have so much tension in your body and you have so many things going through your head, you like almost forget to see the ball sometimes. But it's been okay. It should be a little better, but. No, I'm still working. We're all working to get better. We got a long way to go as an offense still, but we're getting there.
As we talk here on Wednesday, April 7th, last night, about 13 hours ago, you hit what I thought was another opposite field homer against UT Martin that was called foul over the monster. Did you have a good view of that? Did you think it was fair?
I honestly thought it was fair, but... Because I thought if a ball lands in foul territory but it curves around the pole, it's fair.
Right.
And that's why I thought, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't think we could replay that either, so.
Yeah, that you guys could have challenged it, but we didn't have an amazing camera angle to look at it. We don't have a camera that goes right down the foul line, but I'm with you. I thought that was fair too, but I don't think they could have flipped the call on the field. I don't think there was enough.
I got you.
Hey, well, you got a great challenge request in over the weekend at LSU where you were in the middle of a double play. They said your foot came off the bag. You held the bag. You made a good throw. I mean, that's a play where arm strength really comes into play, right?
For sure. I think they may have said that the runner beat me. Just because it was like a hit-and-run situation and the runner took off before the pitch. But yeah, arm strength definitely comes into play, especially with, you know, a lot of the runners in the SEC are really fast. So it is important to have a strong arm, but also like an accurate arm for first baseman to be able to handle that kind of stuff.
You did hit a homer that counted a couple midweeks ago on your birthday, March 23rd against Lipscomb. What's it like to hit a homer on your birthday?
It was cool. It made the day complete, really. I kind of woke up wanting one. I was like, you know, it would be really cool if I had a home run on my birthday. It was good. It was a good present to myself. It was really cool.
That's awesome. We're talking to Parker Nolan, Vanderbilt sophomore infielder here on the Anchor Down podcast. You've mentioned your high school career a couple times from Knoxville, played at Farragut, and this is now year 10 in a row that there's been a Farragut Admiral on the Vanderbilt team with no overlap between Phil Pfeiffer, Patrick Raby, and now yourself. How special is the lineage of that program, and have you gotten to know either Phil or Patrick well or any of the other college or pro guys from Farragut in the past?
Yeah, I know Philip really well, actually. I know Patrick Raby really well also. Yeah, the program's done a really good job of just kind of developing players and showing them kind of the gateway to college baseball. The program works really hard. They practice an insane amount, kind of like us. But, yeah, I also know, so I know, like, Nick Senzel, who's playing for the Reds, Nicky Delmonico, they've been two of my pretty good friends to me because they're always at the field, you know, kind of like at Vanderbilt where you can come in, see some professional baseball players, and they're always like around just to help you. What's cool about it is they're free to ask questions. You can talk to them and ask them whatever you really want, and they're cool to talk about it, whether that's just like about life or if it's about baseball problems. So that's been really cool. And just, I think that program, why they've excelled the way they have, is just like, they kind of, they do have a family type environment, just like we do at Vanderbilt. And it's been really successful for them. So
I had heard from Tim Corbin that at one point you were really close to going in the draft. What was that decision like for you, and who helped you kind of get steered towards the college game?
Yeah, I think who kind of steered me to the college game was just mainly Baxter, but also my mom. My mom, she didn't really try to influence my decision. She wanted me to kind of make that decision on my own. But I knew that I didn't think I was mature enough to go to play professional baseball and be on my own. And I think my mom knew that as well. And so that's kind of a big reason that I came to Vanderbilt, was so I could learn how to become a man and learn how to manage tough situations. And that was my really big attraction to Vanderbilt. And also just the coaching staff. I mean, I knew that if I got with these group of coaches, that I would develop, and I developed in the right direction. And that's probably the biggest reason I decided to come here, was all the coaches.
At what point in high school would you say you were leaning the hardest towards going pro?
I would say when it first got mentioned to me, I probably was. And it's really just because I got excited. I didn't really have the time to think about it. But, just first glance when I heard about it.
How much are you looking forward to playing in Knoxville next weekend?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for that, just especially because all my high school friends really kind of go to the university of Tennessee. Uh-huh. So it would be cool. It would be really cool to see all of them.
How much have you gotten to watch the Vols from afar this year? And is their jump into the top of the SEC for real, you think? And if yes, what makes it for real?
You know, I really don't keep up with like the rankings like that. We just really try to stay focused as a team. But I'm sure it is for real, and I'm sure they're a very valid opponent. So, you know, we just need to go in there, keep our head down. Just keep working for him. So we're going to give him all we got, that's for sure.
He'll be playing in his hometown next weekend. He's in his second year with the Vandy boys. Parker Nolan, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much to Parker Nolan for joining the Anchor Down podcast. Really enjoyed talking some details of his hitting approach, especially the way he's gotten pitched inside and the adjustments he's making out of that. And you heard him refer to Bax approximately 10,000 times. That's fourth-year Vanderbilt hitting coach Mike Baxter, former Commodore, former major leaguer. And a lot of the time, Baxter's instruction with the hitters is more about mental game and approach. But in Nolan's case, with everything you just heard him say, what he's working on with Mike Baxter is very physical and making adjustments with his swing and in the box. And then, of course, there's also him just telling him, literally, see the ball and hit the ball. So a lot of different levels to this. I think that's what makes Mike Baxter so great. Crazy to think that it's already his fourth season as the Vanderbilt hitting coach. And I've said it before on this podcast, there's a pretty easy argument that Vanderbilt has the best manager in the country, the best pitching coach in the country, the best hitting coach in college baseball, the best volunteer assistant in college baseball, and the best strength coach in college baseball. Again, I don't have inside access to every program in the country like I'm fortunate to at Vanderbilt, but I think the argument is there, to be sure. So always good to hear that detailed type of stuff with Parker Nolan. Started every game for Vandy this year, and he's been, I mean, it's he's been really, really good filling in at first and second. This is somebody who, at least in scout speak, was defense was his question. The question was, could Parker Nolan play infield defense? And I think he's answered that question this year for sure, all the while playing out of position. He's a third baseman. He's been playing second and first and doing very well there. And both times he's made a mistake at second in the last couple weeks, he's immediately made basically the same play right after. So that sticks out in my mind as well. Thanks to Josh Foster, Vandy's sports info director for baseball, for setting that interview up. We're going to try and have one of those every single home week going forward, maybe road weeks as well once travel slows down or after school ends. But expect a current Vanderbilt player on the podcast every other week for the rest of the regular season, at least through the first couple of weeks of May. Vanderbilt is home for a three-game series with Georgia starting Thursday night, 6 Central.
No, Georgia boys.
That game will be on the SEC Network with Dave Neal and Kyle Peterson broadcasting. Then Andrew Harris and I will have games 2 and 3 of the series on Friday night at 6:30 Central and Saturday at 2 in the afternoon Central Time against Georgia. Georgia has lost all 3 of their SEC series so far to Florida, A&M, and South Carolina. They are 3-6. They've won 1 game in each of those series, and they did not look very good against South Carolina, in my humble opinion, at home this past weekend. They were serving up homers to a good, powerful South Carolina lineup. But one other thing to keep in mind about South Carolina, not only are the teams that Vanderbilt plays the most pissed off team in the country come game 3 of every weekend series after having faced Rocker and Leiter, that continues into the next weekend. Since Vandy took 2 of 3 from South Carolina, the Gamecocks have swept Florida, took 2 of 3 on the road against Georgia. Since Vandy swept Missouri, the Tigers got a little bit of an upset series win, taking 2 of 3 from Texas A&M. And now A&M isn't what they used to be this year, but that's still a very good series win for Missouri, who, from what I can tell, is the worst team in the conference. So the most pissed off lineup in the world factor that has been hurting Thomas Schultz, I mean, it's an intangible factor. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a row, but after the 2 best pitchers in college baseball go after them, they want to get you. And that's legit. That's something that exists in games, whether you can quantify it or not. So it's not only affecting Vanderbilt in Game 3 of weekend series, it's affecting the next series for these SEC teams. And I'll be curious to watch if that continues. But if every team Vandy takes a series from goes on to win their next series or does something they're not expected to do, that really does mean something. Vandy and Georgia this weekend, one thing to watch, former Commodore infielder Garrett Blaylock, who's a senior, same class as Cooper Davis, Hugh Fisher, and Jason Gonzalez, was originally at Vandy during the 2018 season. Spent a year in JUCO ball, transferred out as a sophomore. Spent the last 2 years with Georgia. He's been starting some games in the middle infield for UGA, and if he plays, I'm going to try and confirm this with Tim Corbin during interviews later today, I believe he would be the first Vanderbilt player to transfer out and play against Vandy during Corbin's 19-year tenure as head coach. Now, there may be others that I don't know about, and that's why I want to ask Coach Corbin, but there have been a few that have transferred out in recent years and have been on the schedule. Vandy played UConn last season. Justin Willis was on that team, but did not pitch against Vandy. And Aaron Brown is on MTSU, but the season was canceled before Vandy played MTSU last year. And now this year, they couldn't get on the schedule because of COVID schedule challenges. So I believe Garrett Blaylock will be the first. He's been in the lineup the last 2 games. Good lefty bat, middle infielder, a little bit of third base play. Played sparingly for Vanderbilt as a freshman in 2018, Blaylock did. Played in 19 games for the 2018 Commodores, including starting a couple conference games while Connor Kaiser was out injured, and he had a couple of hits in those games against Auburn on May 5th and 6th of 2018. So certainly a player who could have played in the future for Vandy, but now will be playing against them. So he only played with 3 of the current Commodores. Again, those 3 seniors, Fisher, Davis, and Gonzalez. But will be interesting to see what I believe is the first transferred Commodore to come back and play against Vandy at Hawkins Field or anywhere. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Friday, 6:30, Saturday at 2, Vandy and Georgia. Thanks again to Parker Nolan for joining the show. If you don't already, subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Episodes on demand there, free, available anytime. And we play back over the air Monday nights from 8 to 9 on 102.5 The Game. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. This is the Anchor Down podcast on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back.